Computer. Okay, welcome everybody to the July 10th use case realization call. Today we're going to spend most of the time on a presentation that Zhu Sheng has put together for PNF software upgrade, and he also presented at the last DDF. Zhu, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let me stop sharing.
Okay, can you see the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a presentation that we present in the DDF meeting, and Yao Guang did another presentation about the Huawei proposal of software upgrade in DDF meeting as well. After meeting, we worked together and merged the two PowerPoint slides together. So this is a joint PowerPoint slide. To show how to support a PNF software upgrade in Frankfurt releases. So Yao Guang is in the meeting and he will present the second part for the Huawei solution part. So there's some background information about the current status of software upgrade. Today we have the VNF in-place software upgrade, which is using Ansible and using RCM API. And they do have some generic SO building blocks, but it's not that generic. At least they don't support any PNF actions, SO actions. The PNF software upgrade was introduced in Casablanca and updated in Dublin. The current solution is using EM with Ansible protocols, and the implementation right now is more concentrated on the controller side. So nothing changed in the SO, so it's not complete yet. In a DDF meeting, we proposed four different scenarios to support PNF software upgrade. Oh, something wrong, sorry. So we have four scenarios proposed. And the first scenario is, the first two scenarios proposed from Ericsson. And the third one, fourth one is proposed by Huawei. The first scenario we propose is using the PNF NetConf interface directly with the controller. So there's no EM in the picture and is upgrade one PNF instance software. And the plan is using the CDS self-service APIs. And we do have a plan to implement in Dublin, in Frankfurt releases. The second scenario is try to address the solutions to support the schema updates. And that will be involved multiple PNF instance at service level. So this will be more complicated solutions. The third one is proposed by Yao Guang. They want to do some enhancement to support the PNF software upgrade using RCM API with Ansible protocols, and they do have the EM in the picture. And the last one is basically based on the first solution that they would like to add this EM in the picture, but still using the NetConf interface and CDS self-service API. So for the first one, I have some detailed information here, is that we try to enhance the current PNF software upgrade solutions. The most important part is here, is that we have this NetConf Young interface between the controller and the PNF. And we are using the CDS self-service API between SO and the controller. So this is a major part. And we also want to provide end-to-end solutions that's including the GUI interface, SO impacts, controller impacts, and also blueprint that's needed for upgrade. So the precondition for this scenario is that we have the ONAP, of course, ONAP should be ready, the workflow should be ready, and the SDC service template with at least one PF resource is designed and distributed to the runtime. And in the runtime, the service installation is complete. That's including the PF PMP procedures. So basically, the precondition is that you have a PF up running with the connectivities to the ONAP and also to the SFTP server. So everything is ready. Then when we come to the upgrade.
So that was a view for what we're doing in R6 Frankfurt, right?
Yes.
Because we originally, some background was R4, we were trying to do that, what you showed in R4, but it got delayed out from resources, I think. And then now this is the push forward plan from R4 to R6, right?
Correct. So when we do the upgrade, the step one is that, of course, the vendor needs to deliver the new software image to the operator, which operator will store it in the SFTP server. And the second step is in the weed that the operator needs to select a workflow, a PF instance, which he wants to upgrade, also need to provide the target software versions, then initiate the procedure. When the procedure is initiated, the SO will execute workflow. And when execute the workflow for each action inside the workflow, SO will send the CDS request with the action identifier to the controller, where the controller will run the blueprint scripts, which will send the netconf message to the PF. So this procedure A and B will repeat for each workflow actions. At one point that when the upgrade is complete, as well, we'll update A and AI with the active software versions. So this is a little bit more detail on the procedure. And I have a few slides more to show how it works. Basically, this is a precondition that you have the package delivered, you have the service created, you have the resource created and the service created and distributed. Then you have the service installation. Once it's up running, you have a service instant object up running in the system, which contains one PF instance. And when the upgrade, when you try to upgrade, you need to deliver the software image, which was stored in SFTP server. Then the operator will trigger upgrade in the VID, which will initiate the workflow executions. Then this is a self-service API between the SO and the controller. Then the controller will send the netconf message to the PF. At one point, PF will retrieve the software image from SFTP server. Then when upgrade is complete, SO will update ANAI, and eventually the service instance object will look like this. So you have everything is same as before, except the software version will be changed. The impact we identified for the API, that we will reuse some APIs, like retrieve the PF instance from ANAI, retrieve the workflow from SO. And this one should be new one, because today we don't have any PF API to trigger the workflow. This is a self-service API between SO and SDNC. This is already exist, introduced in Dublin releases, but it was designed for configuration, post-installation configuration only. So it probably needs some enhancement to support the software's upgrade. The update NAI API is already there. So basically, the impact on the API is mainly this one, this SO API. Then we do have some ONAP impact list. I already have the Jira ticket open for each of these items there. That it's some common part, which is the workflow. This is a proposed a generic workflow to support the PNF software upgrade. And it's applicable for not only scenario one, but also can be reused for other scenarios. And the other part is like this GUI, this generic workflow design, the building block creation and modification, this is all generic one. And another one is a PNF-CBA association. This should also be generic one. This support CDS self-service API, support the PNF upgrade. This is also generic one. So if we look at this, for instance, this workflow, this is a workflow which we propose to support the PNF software upgrade. You have pre-check, you have download, active, update, ANAI, and the post-check. So if you remember in the VNF software upgrade, or even in the current PNF software upgrade, there's only three steps. They have pre-check, they have upgrade, and they have post-check. So we split this upgrade into two steps, which is downloading and active. The name, we just took it from the 3GPP specs. So this is the spec 32.5.32, which they define those name and the definition there. The expectation from the downloading is that when we send the message to the node will see if the image is available or not. If it's not available, it will perform the downloading. If it's available, it won't do the downloading. Activation, that it will active the download software. There will be okay or not okay. When it's okay, expect that the PNF is running in the new software. When it's not okay, it means the PNF is running in old software. So at certain point, if the fallback is needed, it is expected this fallback will be triggered either in the controller level or in the node itself or in the EM. It doesn't have to go back to the SO level to trigger the fallback. Update ANAI, it's a new building block we propose that SO need to update ANAI from at this point. Then there's a post-check. So this is only partially of this real software upgrade workflow. If you go to the real software upgrade workflow, you probably also need to have something like a stop traffic, start traffic, certain things.
So this is a BPMN flow, right? This is a right. BPMN defined flow that an operator would use. Okay.
Yeah, correct. Then we have also second workflow proposed, which we call the preparation workflow. This will only contain the pre-check and the downloading. And the idea is that the operator could run this workflow separately. So for instance, because PNF is can be located anywhere, and the network connection can be in any conditions. So sometimes the downloading can take quite some time, minutes or even hours sometimes. So if they can do the downloading before the upgrade, it is possible for the operator to prepare the node at daytime and only do the upgrade in the middle night when the traffic is low. So this is a proposal for the workflow. And this is a LCM evolution, which is also the precondition for the PNF software upgrade. This is a slide I took from Oscar's presentation that he presented this in the architecture team already. Today, the implementation is that you have one building block. There's a two separate building blocks. You have one building block running the LCM API, and you have a second building block running the CDS API. So what we are proposing is in Frankfurt release, we propose to have some kind of integration that integrates these two building blocks together. So you have one building blocks, which inside it will have API decision tree. And the decision tree is basically making two decisions. One decision is to select which API to use, and the second decision is to select which controller to use. So this is also part of this implementation for this PNF software upgrade. So that's scenario one. And then I will move to scenario two. So for scenario two, we try to support this schema update. The reason for that is when you update a PNF software, the description of the PNF software is not being updated yet. So the ONAP doesn't aware of any new functionality inside the PNF. That's more referring to this configuration YAML file, the PM counter, the alarms that ONAP doesn't aware of. So you need some kind of schema update to synchronize them. And that will require some kind of service level RCM operations. So you need to update the design time service template using the vendor provide onboarding package and upgrade a runtime service instance based on the updated service template. So this is a little bit complicated scenario. For the schema update part that I just said, that the vendor, you deliver two things. You deliver the PNF box with pre-installed software. And the vendor also delivers the PNF package, which is a description, function description of the box. But this is only at the first time the vendor delivered. After the software upgrade, the PNF is running in a different software version, which will introduce some new functionalities. And without schema update, ONAP is not aware of any of the new functionalities. So in order to update the PNF with a new functionality introduced by the upgrade software, it requires that vendor should deliver a new package with update artifacts. And also the operator should update the resource and service template which is distributed by SDC and update the runtime catalog. There are a couple of key issues that we try to solidate the solutions in Frankfurt releases. So the first one is to enable the software version. And that including two aspects. The first part is this onboarding software version. Today, we don't have any onboarding software version in the package. So that needs some solutions. And so far, we have a proposal in the resource information model team. And it's some kind, basically, it is some kind of agreed, but waiting for approval. The second part is we need to support the software version in the internal model. Today we already have something in the internal model, but there's no agreement in the modeling team yet. So that's some work we need to address. The second key issue is to store the upgrade path as a design time. That's because of this service level operation. You need some kind of information in the service template in order for the runtime to run the upgrade properly. And the third one is to run the upgrade at a service level, because today this SO sends a request to the controller is based on the workflow, and the workflow is on the instant level, the resource instant level. So we probably need a procedure to allow the SO to upgrade the service template from one version to another version. That procedure is not there yet. And the last one, which is most difficult one, is to update the runtime catalog. So if we look at the ANAI, today they do have some parameter like the model ID and the model version. And that pointing to the distributed templates. So that one need to be updated. If the service template is updated, that pointer need to be updated. So they have this model ID and the version ID in both resource level and service level. Both need to be updated.
So actually, Jimmy Forsyth from ANAI is on the call. And I don't know, do you have an opinion, Jimmy, of what that will look like? Are there... Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy, can you hear me? Okay, maybe he, keep proceeding. Maybe he was not stepped away.
Okay.
This is Linda from Nokia. I have one comment or question really about updating the service level and updating the catalog. The thing is that there may be multiple PNFs, some of them running on version one, and then there's a few that you're going to want to upgrade to version two, but it might happen over time. So it's not necessarily that you want to update the existing catalog for all the PNFs that are running version one. You want to do it per instance, right? You want to say, well, now instance number 45 is going to run version number two.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct. But the service level upgrade is also by the service instance. So you won't upgrade okay. all the service at the same time. If you want, of course you can. But the idea is you should allow the operator to upgrade just one service instance. And inside the service instance, when you do the upgrade, you need to follow the design, how the design is indicated. If the design says that I have two PNF instance, I only want to upgrade to the first one and keep the second one as the old version, fine. Then in the runtime, you should follow that. This is the idea.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, good. I just wanted to make sure you were talking instance and not, you know, everything. So, okay. Good.
Okay. So that's scenario two. And for scenario three, Yao Guang, are you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to continue with this?
Yeah. Yes, I can do that. This is scenario three. We hope to implement the end-to-end software upgrade using Ansible. As you know, in Dublin, we focus on OLAP controller and EM. In SDNC, SDN controller, we provided four related LCM API. And enhance the YAML model and provide the corresponding direct graph and Ansible playbooks there. So in DDIF, we present this slides and discuss with Zhu. We have agreed that we need to provide a generic workflow to the operator, but inside the OLAP controller, we may have different sub scenarios. So that is why we have this scenario three and four. So from step one to step three, A and C, we have the common tasks with scenario one. But from step 3B, we inside the SO, we use the FC client to invoke the LCM API to the SDN controller. And in order to provide the same generic workflow, that means we have five same building blocks, bridge checkpoints, and download and activate this. Five building blocks. So in SDN controller, we will provide the two additional LCM APIs like download any software and activate any software LCM API and corresponding direct graphs and SV playbooks. So that is what the hosting in scenario three. So can you help me go to the next slide?
Sure.
Yeah, we have some preconditions such as the same workflow design and EM IP address in AI and AI in the PNF registration. However, we may remove this step because we already use the PNF instance OAM IP address in Frankfurt. So that is a precondition. And in the PF software upgrade stage, we have the common tasks with scenario one and the enhancement like in SDN controller and EM. That is the enhancement part. So can you go to the next thing? Yeah, as we have some stories in this for this scenario, and the black one are the same with scenario one. The blue ones are the specific to this scenario. As I say in for the before slides. So this is for the scenario three. Zhu, can you go to the next slide?
Okay. So you want
So this is pretty similar to Zhu's flow, except you're using Ansible, of course. So which means that you're onboarding Ansible playbooks and Zhu is onboarding Yang models for NetConf, right? And then you also, both things have in common a BPM workflow and SO, right? And
yes.
And but the one difference here is that there's a new adapter, Ansible adapter, in the controller, which is interacting with an external controller. And I believe in Zhu's flow, there's a direct NetConf flow into directly from ONAP to the PNF without an external controller, right?
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Except that actually there is Ansible adapter in SDN controller. So we may not add it. Ansible, yeah.
Okay. And so I guess what I'm trying to get to is, are there things in common here we can leverage, or are these two kind of really different use cases? Is there anything in common? Is the ANEI stuff in common? Is there stuff in pre-onboarding and onboarding that's sort of common? Is there like stuff you're defining maybe in the software version or something in the internal model? I'm trying to understand what's common between these use cases.
Yeah, I have it at least here, the common task for scenario 1, 3, and 4.
Ah, okay, sorry, I jumped ahead. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
So at ESO workflow level, everything is common. So we have the same workflow as I just present. We have also the same LCM evolution work that we've decided which interface to use. So this part is common. And if you look at the part, there's also step one, step two, which is the API impact here is also common. Update ANEI is also common. The only difference is they are in this scenario three, they're using the LCM API, which we have the NetConf, the CDS. So that part is different. Then this interface is more like vendor specific scripts. So they have the Ansible playbook, and right. we have the Yang model.
Okay. All right, great.
Mm-hmm. So Yaoguang, you want to continue with scenario four?
Yeah. I think scenario four is more simple, as you have very clear description for scenario one. Yeah, this is also very have very much common tasks with scenario one. The only new things is we will provide the corresponding blueprint for this in SDNC. Actually, in CDS, and it will touch to the EM in step four. So we will enhance the EMS emulator in Frankfurt. So that is the two different parts.
I think the only different part is step four, right?
Yes.
You have EM there.
Have you evaluated using Ansible for with CDS for scenario three?
That is not our plan in Frankfurt.
Okay.
We will give
you a heads up that I think by Frankfurt you will have an Ansible integration. Yes, as well. We're using Ansible AWX, the Red Hat open source version. So you should be able to do the equivalent set of Ansible commands as well in scripts as well.
Sorry, we didn't enhance the Ansible. Actually, we reuse Ansible adapter in SysSDK.
Right,
the only thing we, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
You're using the, ONAP version of Ansible itself, right? The
Hello?
The voice is cut.
Yeah,
my only point was that CDS has an Ansible integration as well. So the only question I had, if you were trying to evaluate to use CDS with Ansible for your scenario 3, this way all these flows would pretty much have the same building blocks. The only thing that would be different is the adapter they're using for communicating to the device. One would be NetConf over Yang, and the other one would be Ansible using playbooks.
Yeah, I think it's a great suggestion. We use the Ansible adapter in SDN controller in Dublin and Casablanca. We haven't evaluated it in CDS. So I think you have a good suggestion. We will evaluate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the only thing I'll say is that the in Dublin release, there's a you can say a custom Ansible server we use in the ONAP, right? There's a open source version of Ansible's service called AWX that's managed by Red Hat. That is what we're planning to integrate into ONAP in El Alto, and we will leverage that in Frankfurt with CDS. Does that make sense?
I think we didn't use the Ansible server in AWS. We used the Ansible server. I think it is a built-in in SDN controller, right?
Right. You're using the ONAP version of Ansible server.
Yeah.
A different Red Hat version of Ansible server that's open source, and going with CDS. So I'm gonna give you the link. You can take a look at it as well, so you get some reference.
Yeah. So I don't know if they are different Ansible servers.
Yeah, they're different implementations. They're similar but different implementations.
Okay, so thank you. I will check this link.
I have a question about scenario 2. It seems to me scenario 1, 3, and 4 are really just different ways to do the PNF software upgrade. So that seems clear. But scenario 2, it seems like you have to do this no matter which of scenario 1, 3, or 4 you pick, right? Don't you have to, in order for ONAP to understand the new features and everything, don't you have to do scenario 2 no matter what other thing you do?
That's correct understanding.
Okay. So it's not really a different scenario. It's a it's something you have. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. It's not equivalent like a scenario 1 or 3. But if we look at the real use case, that you may have the case that the operator won't just upgrade the software because it's just a correction. It doesn't introduce any new functionalities. And in that one, you can just use scenario 1 solution or scenario 3 solution by itself. For scenario 2, it's more like a complete solution that you upgrade the software version, you also update the schema in ONAP. Then you have everything synchronized to each other. It's more like a complete solution.
Okay, thanks.
So do you need to do this basically when you're, you could do this when you want to update the software, but you could use one or three instead. This seems like you would do this maybe when you're rolling out a network. Is that right? Like a brand new network? Or
Well,
when would you use scenario two? I guess I'm trying to ask.
Okay. Well, when you need to do scenario two, it's only when you want to use ONAP to manage certain things. Like you do collect all the counters from the PF. And now when you do the upgrade, you need to understand what's the new counter supported by the PF. Then you need scenario two in that case. If you say, I don't care about those counters, you can run whatever software you want in the PF box, then you don't need scenario two.
I mean, I think you need scenario two if you have a data migration or if you have a new set, some changes in the PM counters or changes in the alarms, and you're actually managing those things on ONAP. Then
yes.
Which seems to me would happen most of the time. But, you know, not using scenario two would only be if you're doing like maybe a patch or something.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I see. So scenario one and three is really, I just want to update the software, the box and the software in the box. And scenario two is I want to update the software in the box, but also update ONAP's understanding of what's in the box as well, the schemas and stuff, so that if I'm managing the box, I'm in sync with the stuff in the box. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So as you say, you know, if I don't care about the performance measurements data or fault management metadata, for example, and I just want to update the software for whatever reason, or it's a box that the PNF doesn't have any of those things. It's a very simple box. I can just use one and three. Whereas if I'm using ONAP to manage the box, say LCM wise, then I would want the updated schemas to come in line with the what's in the box, so that I can properly manage it. Okay, that makes sense. Thanks. So maybe almost it feels like scenario two should be labeled scenario one. That seems like the more kind of base use case. And two is probably one right now is probably kind of the exception, right? That most of the time, as Linda says, you're probably going to want to do two, I would think.
Yeah, that's correct. I put it as a second one. It's only because it's quite complicated and there's a lot of open issue right now, which I'm looking for solutions. So I don't think we can implement everything in one release. That's why I put a Frankfurt.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, all of these are in Frankfurt. Oh, Frankfurt Plus. You mean it might go to Guilin. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So Yaoguang, do you want to finish scenario four or
one question was still related to that too. Is there a similar parallel use case for scenario two using Ansible instead of Netconf? I would think that you'd want to do something similar except also with Ansible, right?
For scenario two, it's more focused on the schema update and that part doesn't touch what the protocol you're using between the node and the controller. Of course, in the picture, I'm showing this is only NetConf here. But if you want to use Ansible or something, it is the same procedure.
Okay, so there's essentially also a scenario three that's kind of like a 2B that could use Ansible in the same
Correct.
Way this flow shows. Okay.
Yeah. Because if you look at the key issue, I try to address in Frankfurt releases, there's none of them is related to this interface.
To the actual, right, to the actual protocol. Maybe
I think it's just confusing to call it scenario two. I mean, I think there's one, three, and four are three different ways to actually do the software upgrade. You know, NetConf versus Ansible versus having an external element manager. So those are three different ways to do it. Scenario two is something a little bit different. You know, it's making sure you update everything, all the catalogs and service levels and templates and everything, so that ONAP knows about this new software and can manage this new software. So I think that is needed for 1.3 and 4, you know, depending on what kind of software upgrade it is.
This is a meta scenario.
I would sort of separate it out and, you know, not call it scenario 2, because I think it's confusing.
It's a good idea.
And I do understand it's more complicated, so you may want to, like, you know, do that as a second step and first just try to upgrade the software, you know, as a first step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good comment. I need to think about it to find a good way to present it, because
what's can you go back to the major slide? Let me take a look real quick what you have there. No, that one. Scenarios 1, 2, 3, 4. So maybe instead of numbering them 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe you should just give it a 1 or 2 word title, right? Like, you know, NetConf software update. And 2 is really like a ONAP schema update, or it's the meta scenario, right? It's the scenario, it's the base scenario. You know, come up with some name for that. And I think I like Linda's suggestion is split that off, because as you say, it's really used, you know, that the protocol in there is independent of 1, 3, and 4. And then 3 would be like software update with Ansible, and, you know, 4 would, right? So,
yeah.
And I like the common tasks at the bottom here, 1, 3, 4, because basically a lot of it should be common. The only difference is maybe the interface between the SDN controller and the actual, you know, the PNF, whether it's NetConf or Ansible or an element manager. Mm-hmm. Right? Most of the other steps are the same. So if it was organized such that it would show that, you know, most of the steps are the same, but then here's where, you know, the three scenarios differ, just in this spot here.
Mm-hmm. And you can even have a gold, another bar, just say common scenarios or common meta scenario for scenarios 1, 3, and 4, right? Mm-hmm. Because essentially most of the flow is common. And like you just said, the actual step 5 in your current scenario 2 is really the sub thing of 1, 3, and 4, right?
Yeah. That's a good comments. Yeah, okay. That's good comments. I need some minute to think about how to organize this and make it nice.
Yeah, I've been also helping out with the software update wiki page, and I noticed that you kind of so for R4 and R5, we had things sort of point back to that base page that a bunch of us worked on, Ulash and Oscar and myself and blah blah blah, you know, a number of people worked on, and it's fine to make a separate page. I don't have a problem with that. But we should probably just link those two pages together. So if somebody's trying to learn the base thing, you know, we can kind of they can kind of see each other's pages. And I'm also happy to help out with the R6 page too. This is a good page. Yeah. I'm just saying maybe we should link the two together.
I put the old page.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Already there. It's only that the reason I create this page is because in the one that you have,
right,
it contains certain information, and I wasn't sure if that can be removed or it can be kept there. So that's why I create a separate one.
But then
I had a discussion with Yao Guang and Wulash, and we agree that maybe those things is not needed anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I created this page just to try to show what the things we might be doing in R6, as a lot of the other use cases are using a sort of differential page off the base page. But that's fine. I like your page. That's fine. What I was about to say is maybe you might structure it similar to what Linda was suggesting, is have a separate kind of table before this table showing the common, you know, common meta stuff happening, and then the protocol-based update flows, yeah.
Yeah. That is a very good comment. I will update this one
for that.
Only one thing I want to show here is that we have the ticket created for scenario 1 already. that this is what we plan to implement. And also looking for helper to implement some of the ticket there. So if anyone would like to.
So that was going to be my question. Are you proposing that ONAP support all of the three, well, I'm going to call them the three scenarios, but you're going to start with scenario one, or are you asking for the community to choose which of these scenarios should be supported in ONAP?
Scenario one is what we plan to implement in Frankfurt releases. So that's okay. The target for it. It's just we have so many tickets opened. So if there anyone would like to work together on those, that will be most welcomed. For scenario three and four, I don't know, Yao Guang, if they have enough resource there, but what I can say is that they are trying to reuse as much as they can of the scenario one ticket. So for instance, this SO API extension, that's will be common for all different scenarios. So this is a common one.
Yeah, I think we have three common tasks. And for us, scenario three and four, our target release is Frankfurt, and scenario three may have the higher priority for us.
Then for scenario two, it really depends on the discussion. So right now I didn't open any ticket yet. So it's if we have any solid solution, I will implement as a partially of the entire solution. So that's the basic idea there.
And one of the things in R3 that I championed and other people also chimed in on too was I tried to introduce the software version and into the information model and at that point the use case was still a little new, so I think that still needs to be worked, as you already highlighted in your slides, and I don't know if there might be a work item or ticket that you can point to there as well. I was just looking at the table. Also, just another thought. It might be nice to sort of map that table to, or have add a column maybe to say what scenario it's associated with. And two other points. One, is there anything that is in R5, or is everything in R? Is there anything that's being done in R5 as pre-work or laying the foundation of what you're doing in R6, or is everything just in R6?
For R5, I think from my side that we probably have something is working on the young actions. That is targeting our auto. But for the rest, its item is targeting Frankfurt. So most of them is Frankfurt.
Okay. Yeah, I saw in the far right column that everything looks like it's Frankfurt, but I was just curious if there was anything associated with R5. And then my last comment was, is there a sense of a priority to, I mean, that's a humongous list of stuff, right? Are you prioritizing anything? What if you can't get all this done? Is there some tasks that are more important than others? Are you trying to work them all concurrently?
I'm doing that because some of the ticket I opened with a high priority, which means that if we don't implement it, you won't have the PNF software upgrade function works.
Yeah.
But there are also some I put as a medium priority because that's more like something make it better, like the GUI improvement, those things that it can wait a little bit late at the end of the project and to finish that.
Okay. Yeah. Great. You might also want to put in the chat for people the wiki page that you showed.
Oh, sure.
And also, if you have a weekly meeting, you can put for those of people who are listening to the recording, they might want to join or find out more.
Yeah, well, I have the PowerPoint slide.
Okay, yep,
in great. This page. I will also have the related meeting link there.
Great.
So this is the related meeting.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions for Rizu and Yagong? Okay, great presentation. Thanks a lot. That was really helpful. I'm sure a lot of people find that very useful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, and I will I'll put a link to the presentation and the wiki here when I update the page here. Let me see. Okay, and the slides and everything are here, right? So I'll have let's see. Okay. And also, I'll load the recording. You'll be able to listen to today's recording to the Zhu and Yagwang's presentation. Should I keep Ulas here or Zhu? Should I keep Ulas here as well? Is he still going to be involved?
He's not in this meeting, at least.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, for the use case.
Yeah, you can keep it here. He's on vacation this week, so.
Okay, I see. All right. Okay, and in just the last couple, I don't know what time is it, last minute or two here, I just want to point people to the demo page here. And I'll put this in the chat so it gets put into the minutes of today's call where it's not letting me bring up the chat. Oops, uh-oh, let me see. Taskbar is locked. Let me see. Can I pull up? Okay, well, anyway, I'll put it in the, actually, is it in here already? Okay, oops. So anyway, I'll fix it. So I'll put a link in here. But I just want to point people to this demo page that I volunteered to set up, but many other people have been updating. So what they want to do is put together a page, a TSC, wants to put together a page of what can we show in R4. If you have or have not been attending the TSC call, you'll either know or not know this. So basically, a lot of great work has been done in Dublin, and so you want to put like a description of your demo, and I put a little template thing at the bottom here because people are starting to overwrite it. So I put a little template thing on the bottom, and you can kind of cut. I put a couple in here, so people can still add to it, but you can cut and paste this if it disappears. So just give a description, the title, who demoed it, the projects that you highlighted, wiki page and slides. Probably all the 5G use cases have, many of the 5G use cases have had a demo. And Vimal has been leading that. So like, for example, I think a OFPCI one was here. Actually, OFPCI is giving a demo on this call next week on July 17th. That's what's been queued up. So that'll be queued up for next week's call. Oh, geez. Anyway, so kind of lost some of the changes maybe. Oh, maybe not. So July 17th, we'll be discussing the R6 Frankfurt OF and SAN PCI use case. Shankar will be giving a demo. They gave a demo at the Owl Lab actually on June 27th, which is really good. So they'll probably do that same demo and talk about what's going on in R6. Okay, so if you have been working on a demo or know of a demo, you probably want to go to this page and update it. We'll probably talk about this also at the 5G call too. Okay, we've hit the top of the hour. Thank you, everybody, for attending. Great job, Zhu and Yagwang. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks.
Bye.